This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To 3 p.m., the vaunted, hated, dreaded InfoWars is live. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Big movements inside the Vatican. As the Pope says there is no hell, open the borders, slapping a woman in public. A lot of big developments with the globalist Pope. We'll be talking to Leo Zagami coming up. Tom Papert, Mike Adams' excellent naturalnews.com article is on newswars.com. And it boils down what you broke and others, but he adds the UN officially calling for the occupation of the U.S., the left calling for them to take the guns, examples of the State Department wanting that, how this is what the UN does around the world. Very important, big article. UN hiring disarmament officers to conduct field missions in New York as UN occupation plan for America goes live. They have a UN-affiliated funded group microchipping homeless in Florida and Texas. That's all confirmed. So the UN's like a bureaucracy, social justice warrior, community organizer, Barack Obama type stuff. That's how it just oozes in. They call it municipalization, how they take over your local cities and they can't get your central government. Schwarzenegger, when they couldn't get the carbon taxes through when Trump got elected, said, we need to municipalize and work directly with the cities. We need to bypass Congress and the president. This is a takeover. People say, oh, it's ridiculous, but it's not military at first. But the fact that now they're, just last month in Idaho, there's video. And in Salt Lake City, all of a sudden, they've taken over a building, and the UN's armed. They say, this is now UN territory. Get back to the press. This is really going on, Tom.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, we all saw that video. It was shocking at the time, and now it seems humdrum. That's how fast things move. But it was literally a hotel or a convention center in Salt Lake City where they take it over and they say, no, this is the UN now. Out there, that's the United States. This is the UN. We control this. Well, that's what happens in New York. That's what happens when they hire these people. And you're right, Alex. That's, we should have gone further into detail in our article. We just wanted to get the news out as fast as possible. But this
You broke that like 4 or 5 days ago, and now it's a top story out there. Great job. No, you got to initialize it to make sure it happens, then everybody else gets it.
Right. Well, that's exactly how this whole process works. And this has been a process since the early days of the Obama administration. This has all been building. And only now that they have what they consider to be a hostile person to their ideology in the White House, are they bringing it to fruition. They know exactly what they're doing. This has all been stored in the tank, waiting and ready to go for years.
And they do this to other countries all the time. So this is a real plan. Right. Doesn't mean it's going to succeed, but it's like that Antifa full-page article in the New York Times, overthrow Pence, Trump, drive them from power. They're going to try that this year. We're now in 2020.
That's right. Now, Alex, I just want to say, after a long 2019, I want to congratulate you. Another article we have up is, of course, you were the biggest podcast of 2019. And if you do the number crunching, the most listened to podcast of all time, which is really just a symbol of how many people in this country and everywhere throughout the globe are waking up past the globalist indoctrination and wanting to hear the truth. So congratulations, my friend. That is truly impressive.
That's the listeners and people that are interested in the truth. And I'm telling you, the dominoes are falling towards the tyrants. They are in big trouble, but they're going to strike back. So do what must be done, Lord Papert. Show no mercy. The globalists are relentless. Trump needs to take action, and he's starting to fire all these Soros people right now. So it's finally happening.
That's exactly what's happening, and it's very encouraging to see. I know you and I have both been frustrated with the president on some issues. He's doing a lot. He's doing as much as he can, and it looks like now, finally, if the leaks stop, if we can stop finding out everything that's happening in the White House 2 days earlier than we should because of these Obama holdovers, we'll know that he was successful.
Darth Papertine. Lord Papertine. There you go, nationalfile.com, folks. Be sure and check it out daily. Tom, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
We've got the jump on them trying to start martial law up, you dirty, filthy Soros commies. We know everything you're up to, filth. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLive.com and fund the InfoWars. War. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I wanted to get Leo Zagami on one of the first new shows of 2020. Best-selling author, talk show host in his own right. Just to talk about the pedophile rings that are being exposed that have seized control of the Vatican. What's happening with this Jesuit Pope that he first exposed 6-7 years ago and said would be the Pope. He said they would have it where popes don't die anymore. They just leave office. You can even have multiple popes at the same time. First time I ever heard this, he's totally on target. He's had to leave Italy because he's been a political prisoner over there. We're going to talk to him about the Pope saying there is no hell. The Pope saying open your borders to Islam. But don't open the Vatican up, though. You talk about demonic folks, this is just getting out of control. I mean, he just recently said it again. So how is that affecting the Catholic Church? This is a big deal. But before we go any further, please don't forget, this broadcast is listener supported. We have a lot of really important initiatives that we want to be able to carry out. A lot of different operations in 2020. 2020's here. 305 days left of the election. We need capital. Plus, these are great products you need. Everybody asks, Alex, why don't you ever get sick? I mean, I get sore throats and stuff from allergies. That's about it. I haven't been sick in 4, 5, 6 years. I can't remember the last time I had a fever. Flu season's record levels. Knock on wood. Hope it doesn't happen to me. But, I mean, I eat high-quality supplements. I eat a lot of garlic. And I just, knock on wood, I just don't get sick like that. And I've always had a good constitution. But I'd still get a fever every couple of years. Man, it's 4 or 5. I can't remember the last time I had a fever. Can't remember the last time I was puking my guts out with any type of stomach bug. And most of the people I know have. I mean, and the more they vaccinate people, the more people get the flu. That's been documented. So now is the time to fortify your body. And if you don't have the X2 and the X3, if you don't have the DNA force, if you don't take a good probiotic like our Flora Life and our MycoZX, you don't have those front lines of defense in your body. And I can just tell you, I work hard. Everybody knows for a long time. I stopped working out and did nothing for 15 years. In the last 10 years, I've been slowly getting back in shape. But, I mean, I've got more stamina, more libido, more energy. And in the new year, I'm just committing to myself that I'm going to take the supplements that help flush my body out at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to take the supplements that help me have more energy and stamina, like Turbo Force and Brain Force. And the more I remember to take the fish oil, the krill, the more I remember to take Knockout at night, I have better sleep. These are all compounds and things that aren't in the soil anymore, that aren't in most of the plants and food anymore. And when you get these things, they just supercharge you, and it funds this operation, so it's a total 360 win. So double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 50% off on the apparel. All of it has to end in 4 days. We'll have some new specials, but not as massive as this. So please take advantage of it while those sales are still going. Now going to Leo Zagami of LeoZagami.com. Leo, I appreciate you popping in on short notice. I just wanted to get your waterfront snapshot into 2020, what you expect to be coming, what you expect to be going on. Huge awakenings we're seeing in Europe against globalism. The same thing here, but they're going to try to counterstrike. What's front and center on your radar?
Well, thank you for having me on, and Happy New Year to everybody. I think that, of course, we have seen in Europe a complete change towards populism, but at the same time, we have this resistance from the technocrats, who are, of course, playing dirty, and they are not accepting the democratic vote. We have seen it recently in Italy, where in September, they overthrew the populist government and substituted with the usual friends of Hillary Clinton. And so we have a lot of similarities with what is going on here in the United States. There is some kind of thread between what is happening in Europe and what is happening in the United States, but also what is happening in the church, because the Catholic Church is becoming increasingly a political vessel, and the Pope is becoming also known as a political figure. So this is what we're going to see in 2020, more of the Pope getting involved in politics, more of this sabotage of populist and sovereignty parties that want to go back to tradition and to conservative values. We have also seen that Matteo Salvini has immediately criticized the Pope for his move just in New Year's Eve, which has shown the world once again the hypocrisy of this figure, because after making an homily on helping others, on being understanding and all that, he simply treated one of the faithful in St. Peter's Square like dirt, showing to the world his real face, which is of course the face of evil. Regarding here the United States, we have some change in the local laws in the state of California that will bring they're already piling up a bunch of cases of lawsuits when it comes to sex abuse against the Catholic Church, and we have even the advisor to Mother Teresa that is now being accused of raping the same boy for 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Robert J. Gober filed a suit in the state court in California on Monday because of these new laws. So McGuire, he's the Jesuit priest who died, unfortunately, in 2017, will not be punishable personally, but of course there will be money that the Catholic Church will have to give for these cases, and that will also bring another big problem in the fold. But for 2020, I see that definitely a year that is a turning point. We can either go the direction of freedom, of an American Renaissance, which we have talked about in the past with you, Alex, when I was in Austin, or otherwise we can go towards instead a very the wrong direction, the direction of civil war, of civil unrest, and that of course is something that we hope will not happen. So our prayers are for the President of the United States in this very delicate moment in history.
The fate of the globalists really is burning to the ground, and even the top trends out of major publications say that 2020 is the year globalism becomes super unpopular and falls apart. But out of that comes the chi-coms, the city-states, and the economic warfare. I mean, these people are not defeated yet when they say globalism is falling apart. How would you describe the real climate geopolitically right now?
Well, the geopolitical climate is actually reflecting more and more the religious climate, this never-ending war against Christians, which is getting harsher even in China, where we see rules and new laws against Christians all the time, aside from the Catholic Church, who has now made a deal with communist China. But this is a spiritual war, Alex. And then, of course, from this spiritual war emanates a political confrontation with the progressive liberal forces, which are of course endorsing pure evil, because that's what they are doing. And I think it's pretty clear now, even for everybody who is watching us, that the lies of the mainstream media are really not enough.
I agree with you. Let me ask you that. Why are they coming out in the open saying, okay, we are Satanists, okay, we do abuse children, and we're going to get you, and we are liars? I mean, why are they trying to scare us, make us give up, normalize it? What are they doing?
Yeah, because we have announced a couple of years ago that Trump was really on the case with fighting pedophilia, and he has demonstrated that there is an ongoing war with pedophilia, not only in the Catholic Church, but in many other institutions. everywhere, really, in politics, everywhere. And so this war is annoying the enemy, which now wants to normalize their perversion. The more they get exposed and the more they arrest them, then in the end they want to normalize this whole thing, because it's a little bit like the prohibition on drugs for them. But it's a very different issue, because, I mean, you are talking about the abuse of children, and they want to normalize it through constant reiteration on Hollywood media, and they are making...
That's right. They know it's all coming out, so they're desperately trying to desensitize us, hoping that somehow they don't get in trouble when it all comes out.
Well, of course, the New York Times and the mainstream media is just saying, oh, it's another sickness, it's another disease, we have to treat it like that. Oh, poor guy. Well, he shouldn't have... you know, in the end, we have had, at the end of the December, coming out an incredible news. Here there is a guy who was abused, a 19-year-old boy in France who shoveled a crucifix down the throat of a priest.
Let's talk about that in the latest Jeffrey Epstein news, or even mainstream news is admitting she's an Israeli operative. Stay with us. We'll be back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Actually happening. And of course, you're going to hear it here first. It's the full assault on the Western world with disease, with unwashed masses, with all of it to bring us down, to collapse things. And Trump is battling to keep it propped up. It doesn't mean it's good how he's doing it with the fiat money, but we're damned if we do. We're really damned if we don't. And I don't know how Trump's going to navigate us out of this. I know he's trying. I know I'm trying. I know we've all just got to be active and spread the word, because we could lose everything financially. Well, what matters is ideology. If we have Americana, if we have Renaissance, we can rebuild the country easily. It's the psychic attack, the spiritual attack that really matters. I want to get into the record numbers. I mean, it's over a tenfold increase, they admit, of pedophiles, people with kidnapped children being busted. It's happening all over the world. And now you have Maxwell, the girlfriend of Epstein, who was this big handler. Even the Daily Mail has the headline that she's an Israeli intelligence op in Israel. So that's a big deal that this is coming out. These groups all blackmail each other. What factions in control of the Vatican right now, Leo, from your research, and how does that tie into the other factions? Who are the factions? I know, you know, you've been, and it's not a bad thing, you've been public about it, and you're a Christian, and you've, you know, renounced some of it because you didn't know what you were getting into. You've been in, you know, in what it really is Illuminati organizations in Rome. I mean, the real deal. So who are the power players? Because for me, all the groups just confuse it. There's some good, some bad in all the groups, because a lot of them get deceived getting into them. It really matters is your personal relationship with Christ. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And the groups are basically the Jesuits and the Sabbatean Frankists within the Jewish community, which are heretics, basically, but they are still ongoing and they have immense power. For them, 2020 is a very important year because it has a special symbology. You see, 2020 in the Kabbalah and also in a vast number of symbolism that really puts together this year with a turning point for mankind. I mean, it's not a normal year. I just received a document from a Masonic Grandmaster a few days ago talking about the symbology of 2020, that it was connected with the apocalypse, with the end of times, with the end times. And of course, this is a link which is unusual, especially for a Masonic Grandmaster. But it also...
Exactly. So the iconography, the numerology of 2020, describe that more. We should do a whole show on this. I mean, to mystery school religions, which goes back to Solomon's Temple, back to Egypt, back to Babylon. It's all the same groups. Where it's Masonic, Jewish, as you said, Islamic, all at its roots as the secret society element. What do they think 2020 is in numerology?
Well, they think that is it represents the duality of two opposing factions at work.
Yes.
And of course, we have seen also what is happening with the weather, with everything else. But all this is not connected to climate change, but rather to something very occult, which is ongoing. You see, Pythagoras...
Can you feel the spiritual energy increasing exponentially?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm on fire right now.
I mean, Alex, Pythagoras, who is saw as this immense figure, philosopher, Pythagoras said that numbers are so important to really understand where we are now. And we are in a year that symbolizes what Pythagoras called the tetractys, which is also connected to the holy name of God. So there is here, both if you go into the study of Kabbalah...
It's an infinity symbol. So it's a gate backwards and forwards. Yes. It's a snake eating itself. It's a portal.
It's a portal. It's a portal, and like we said at the beginning of the show, it can go either one direction or the other. Because, you see, the number 20 can go, especially at this moment of time, we see how it's reflecting, especially in politics, these cyclic events that take place. The 1920s were not really a great time for mankind, Alex. So we saw the beginning of fascism in Italy. We saw Adolf Hitler putting the first, seeding basically what became after grown up to be Nazism a few years later. I mean, if history repeats itself, we are in front of a decade that will change the fate of mankind. And it's nothing is going to be ever like before. In 10 years from now, our children, our youth could lose control of their brain to artificial intelligence. And this
the great war for human destiny is here. We're at the center of a cross point, a jump point of opportunity. This is the crossroads. We are now entering the planetary alignment.
We are entering a planetary alignment, and there is what in Judaism is called the Rodesh, which is the divine name of it. And so we are in front of a positive thing because we know, like the Christians know, that in the end of the day we're going to have some kind of revelation that will bring together for those who, of course, will survive the next 10 years.
Exactly. So how do you then focus on the good that's happening instead of all the bad that's about to come out? Because it's good that bad's coming out, so it stops or it gets cut back. But we don't want to worship that by focusing on it too much. I feel like we need to focus on the good that's also happening.
Yes, and I think that the symbology of 2020 will increase the psychic energy, so we can use our own psychic energy with our own prayers towards a positive outcome, and we are all working for that. And there is people who are waking up, even in places like Hollywood or inside the Vatican. I think that in the coming year is possible, well, in this year that has just started, we could see a schism within the Catholic Church, because there is more and more rumors that the U.S. Catholic Church wants to break up with Rome.
Let's come back and briefly talk about that, because as you said, it's the year of revelation, it's the year of awakening, it's the year of cataclysms, schisms. This is going to be an explosive year, and you did what I do too. You're like, in the coming year. No, it's here. We're now 2 days in, so we're 333 days right now. No, 363 days right now. What an amazing time. 305 days out from the election. We've got 1 minute to break, but tell folks briefly about your latest book.
My latest book is about the times we are living. So it's about what we are talking about today and everything that has been going on behind the scenes. The connections between the Sabbatean Frankists and the Jesuits are unveiled for the first time. So we don't, because it's important here that we don't stigmatize Jews. There is so much anti-Semitism going on. We need to have clarity. We need to understand that even the Jewish world, like the Christian world, suffered heresies like the one that is being carried on by the Jesuits within the Catholic
Church. Just because there's mafias in charge of all the major groups doesn't mean the groups are bad.
Absolutely. And Maxwell and Epstein were Sabbatean Franks.
That's right. Part of that cult under her father's control. We'll be right back on the side to finish up here.
A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com, a big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that street running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
All right, Leo Zagami. is going to be in studio with us soon. He might even fly out here with Roseanne Barr. She's been wanting to get on the show and have me on her show forever, but it just never happens. And again, it's not bragging. It's pointing out that Liberty's popular. Joe Rogan's number one podcast ever is my interview last year. His third largest is my interview the year before. And I talk to Joe sometimes, and he's like, oh, yeah, we'll see about it sometime. I'm just like, whatever, man. It's like you win the Indy 500, and they go, you can't be on the racetrack again. You're just not allowed to. And they're only showing one feed of the show. If you add up all the videos on his channel the last time I was on YouTube, it's like 35 million views. You count the other platforms, it's like 60 million views of a long-form podcast. And there's news articles about it. But I was the most popular, also voted the most popular, but also voted the most disliked by liberals. So, I have the best positive numbers, best negative numbers, which, again, shows freedom is popular. And so thanks for keeping me in the game, listeners. That's why we have InfoWars and Bandai Video. The Sentinel, the place they're not supposed to get it, spread the word. That's how we cause this exponential operation that the globalists can't stand. Hey, here's the forbidden info. Hear what you're not supposed to hear. Leo, getting back to this new year we're now into, just in closing. Obviously, they're trying to foment civil war. Obviously, they're trying to foment racial strife. They admit they're doing that. They're trying to start gun confiscation in Democrat-controlled states. We're going to have people covering this month in Virginia. How else do you think they're going to go after Trump? They're keeping the impeachment open. How outrageous is that? Holding on to the indictments, saying they're going to have more. I mean, this is crazy.
It's crazy, and it's going to manifest faster than you can imagine, because this Armageddon is going to finally manifest on mankind one way or another. I mean, we are definitely in a turning point for humanity, and the impeachment farce can either be dismissed or either could bring to a civil war. So we pray. I repeat, we pray that it doesn't go that way. I hope that these stupid Democrats realize that following Jesuit orders and attacking and continuing to attack Trump all the time is not the right thing to do. But as I said, this is 2020, and it's typical of these two numbers coming together, the confrontation between good and evil. And we're going to see many other things happening, because the Antichrist will manifest also showing some wonders. And I can tell you that Netflix is the propaganda of the beast. We have seen it with Gay Jesus. That was their first, the last thing in 2019. And now they have for 2020 a new series called Messiah, in which they are unveiling some kind of Messiah that will manifest in the Middle East. So they are really fomenting the young people towards a direction that we definitely think is demonic.
That's right. Everything they do is, oh, the Mahdi's coming to lead the Islam to crush the West. Christianity is under attack. I mean, this is really a sabotage of humanity, is what the Bible tells us Satan does.
We shouldn't be surprised about it. I mean, Obama joined the Netflix team, so it's all part of a propaganda game that, of course, is manifesting in front of our eyes every day. We shouldn't be surprised. But when we see that the Pope is actually truly evil and is manifesting it in front of our eyes, and then we see Madonna that this year finally leaves the United States and goes to Portugal because she is continuously attacking Trump and she hates she wants to confiscate all her guns, we see that these people in Hollywood are losing touch with reality, and so maybe in 2020 the new trend will be to instead embrace Alex Jones, InfoWars, what we are doing at TheLeoZagami.com, and embracing a reality, which is a reality that, of course, is of embracing with all our heart Jesus. That's the most important thing in this moment of history.
That's right. And the globalists are trying to run different groups and play us off against each other. It's just all good versus evil, and we need to judge people individually, not off what group they are. But the left is all pushing that in the name of openness. They're saying it's only about what group you're in, not who you are. Extremely dangerous. All right, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Alex.
Here we are together in 2020. Can you believe it? Someday in 2020. And, of course, a fabled year of incredible change. And it's happening. Everything's crazy in 2020. And we're still here on air. We weren't supposed to be here. The Globals were supposed to have us off the air. But thanks to you, this great crew, your prayers, we're still on air. Now, Jason Bartlett is a founder of Boar Extinction. He stands for Jesus Christ and only Him. And he's walking just sort of yesterday from Austin, Texas to D.C. to bring an end to farm murders in South Africa. Now, I could play you the deputy president, the defense minister, all the clips, very sad, saying we're going to kill all the white farmers. It's exploded just like happened in Rhodesia and Zimbabwe and, you know, all those other countries whose names were always changing. And it's just out of control. This is the communism, and the left is supporting this very, very sad. But it's all part of the New York Times saying whites are inherently bad, need to be gotten rid of. It's not okay to be white. This is what the left is doing in their divide and conquer. So Jason Bartlett joins us to talk about what it's really like in South Africa. And now the government's seeking to take the final guns out of white folks' hands. And then, like the other African countries, as soon as the farmers are gone, everything falls apart and people start starving to death. And we know that's already starting to happen. So Jason Bartlett, thank you for joining us, and tell us why you're doing this and what your mission is.
Hi, Alex, man. It's great to meet you. And yes, man, my mission is it's already on foot. I've actually stopped here at a beautiful little church in Texas that gave me a Wi-Fi password because AT&T doesn't work out here. But, you know, I'm walking from Austin, Texas to the White House for the persecution of Christian farmers in South Africa. They've been brutally tortured and murdered. And the leftists are working with people like Antifa, and they're attacking me now. They're coming after me. And it's just incredible how our enemies are exactly the same, because they stand for the same thing. They want to divide us. They want to dehumanize us. And, I mean, unfortunately, my cousin was even shot in the back of the head. People get raped. People get tortured. They cut their eyes out. They cut their genitals off. It's just horrific what they're doing over there. And they do it on a daily basis, Alex.
And this has been going on for a long time. But now it's the government ministers officially saying it. It's massive. And now the news is defending. So a few years ago, they said white genocide wasn't happening. Christian genocide wasn't happening. And because the communists are also getting black tribes that aren't Christian to kill blacks that are Christian. This is really a targeting of Christians, isn't it?
It is. It's a direct targeting of Christians. And yes, we happen to be white, and sure, they do kill their own black people. And I feel sorry for them, too. But I'm standing up for our people because the government is standing up and singing. You can look at it all over. They sing "One Settler, One Bullet, Kill the Farmer." And they sing this countless times. And they just stand up there and they say, "Slit the throat of whiteness." And nobody condones it, and nobody says anything. And they're hiding it because there's a genocide. There's even people called, like, busting the myth of white genocide, working with Antifa, and they just attacking me like crazy. So Americans really need to open their eyes and care about South Africa, because South Africa is setting the framework for America, and that's why we want preferential asylum asylum cases to be approved, as well as lenient visas to be approved, because we're law-abiding citizens and we want to come and help feed this great nation and keep it great.
Well, that's another point. Whites are being run out of South Africa. The left says, don't let you out. Let you die there. Don't have any white immigration to the West. But Russia is taking the South Africans that are literally hanging on helicopter skids as they escape. We've had some who are staying and fighting to the death. It's just unbelievable. Let's come back with Jason Bartlett and talk about how he got to the U.S., why he's walking around the United States to try to expose this. BoarExtinction.org. If I'd have known he was doing this, I'd have got him in studio before he started his walk, but I'm glad we found out about it. I'm aware of what he's doing, BoarExtinction.org. He'll be on Twitter until they ban him, Buffalo Bartlett, on Twitter for now, just calling for South African white farmers to not be targeted for being white and exterminated, something obviously that Netflix and Obama absolutely love.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Special operations folks saying, man, I don't know how you know your intel or how you get stuff so accurate. Well, I've been getting some calls today and some text messages from multiple people telling me the same thing. And they say the contractors, the Marines, the Army, they're all going in heavy into Iraq. Iran is, I mean, the safety's off, the gun's cocked to Iran's head right now. after what just got pulled at the embassy. And we'll be here covering it, but it's all a huge time bomb. You know, Trump says he wants peace. I understand that. I don't want war. A lot of sophisticated things going on there as well. Paul Watson's hosting the fourth hour. I want to get into some really big Ebola news here in a few minutes. But going back to Jason Bartlett, who I want to get updates from as he travels across the country. Once he gets to the White House, we're going to be up in Virginia and D.C. at the, you know, middle and end of the month covering and trying to start martial law in Virginia with gun confiscation. So we'll probably interview Jason there. But if we played you all the clips of the South African president, the defense minister, I mean, it's what he's saying, you know, one farmer, one bullet, all this stuff, that's what's going on. And the media then tries to cover it up, or they go, oh, they deserve it, they're white, this is so evil. So what's the difference, though? Explain to people what's already happened in other African countries to the white population and what happens once they've all been killed or run out, and how some of the other countries have been different versus South Africa.
You know, if you take a look at a place called Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, a lot of my family members are actually from Zimbabwe. So this is not the first country we've been run out of, by the way. And it used to be known as the breadbasket of Africa. And now the people are suffering from a complete famine. I mean, the people are starving, and you don't see these leftists and the Democrats in there trying to help out there. They don't help at all. You know, they're busy starving. But that's exactly what's going to happen to South Africa, because they just want to take the land. They've in 2018, they changed the constitution to just take white people's land, not anybody's land, white people's land specifically. And they just, in order to take it, they're just going to say, okay, we're going to come, no matter what debt you've got, you've got to pay the debt, and we're taking the land. And that's why they tend to rape the men and kill them, and then rape the woman and leave the woman and children raped and alive, so that they are intimidated to sell their farms. And that's why I say to anybody that tries to say that this is a myth, I ask them and I beg them and I challenge them.
No, wait, it is a myth. It's impossible for anybody in Africa to be violent to white people. Okay, don't lie.
Yeah.
No. Listen, we know it's not a myth. I mean, the left says that black-on-white crime is a myth, even though it's 10 to 1 the other way. We get it. So what needs to come out of this? Where do you see this going? I've had some of the groups on, the Christian groups from South Africa, they say they're staying. You know, that you got those civil defense groups and things. Are you saying South Africa is just lost to communists and there's no way for the Africans to wake up and be Christian and realize that they don't want the tiny minority of white farmers to leave?
Well, we need a bold president like Donald Trump that says, hey, listen, yeah, I'm not ashamed to be a Christian and I'm going to help out. And I don't think there's a political way to fix South Africa, no, because they don't want it fixed. They're disguising it as this rainbow nation that's actually a rape nation, because every 3 minutes someone is raped, men and women and children under 24 months old. You know, that's their culture. The thing
that happens. Now, explain that. People believe you get magical powers when you rape a baby, or it heals you. Explain that.
Yes, so when a baby is 24 months old and younger, they believe, not everybody, but countless people believe,
it's a form of vampirism. It's like the left does.
24 months and younger baby.
Yeah.
If you rape a 24-month-old baby and younger, you're relieved of all your sins and your iniquities. That's what they believe, and it's 2020. You know, so you understand the people that we're dealing with. We're not dealing with God-fearing, loving people. You're dealing with witch doctors. You're dealing with people that boil children alive. You know that there was a child, a 12-year-old boiled alive, okay, in the bath. Now try work that out. Try fathom that, what has to go through that. People have to go. Who walks around?
They enjoy it. I mean, this is loving to take a child. You take their power by taking 30 minutes to boil them alive.
Yes, I mean, no, not 30 minutes. Work it out. How deep is a bath, right? You go, you have to walk between a stove up and down and hear someone screaming for more than an hour or 2 hours while you've raped his mother, you've raped his little sister of a month or 2 years.
You stick them in the boiling water for the extra enjoyment.
Exactly. And then you know what they do, like they did with my cousin? He was busy barbecuing and they shot him in the back of the head, strangled him, and then burnt him with a grill. And then my other cousin said to me, they sat around him and they ate the stuff he was barbecuing in front of him. Wow, there's blood and guts. I mean, or just blood lying all over the floor. It's just horrendous what they're doing. And the president goes and says to Donald Trump on live on TV, and he denies everything. He says, no, there's no killings of white people. We are clearly misinformed. And that's why America needs to really just come up, because this is sitting on your doorstep. Go look on your doorstep at home. That is coming for you.
That's what the UN and the left are trying to organize. The international left funded and created what's now happening in South Africa. They love it. Oh, but nobody criticizes the communist Chinese that are taking over Africa. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. And then you see that, like, when I've been traveling Africa my whole life, and all of it, you never used to see that all the small little tuck shops and businesses used to be black owners, and they're hardly any more black owners. It's now Chinese people, and they don't employ anybody. They only employ the Chinese. They don't employ the black people because they hate the black people.
Explain that. There's not Christianity going on with the Chi-Coms. Explain what they're doing. I mean, it's all admitted. They're totally exploiting Africa. But the left loves it because only whites are bad. So if a non-white's hurting another non-white, it doesn't exist.
No, they just say it doesn't exist. And well, that's why I say, if you go continue to look, you can go onto my Twitter feed and you can see the real live voices of what these people are doing. And look at the photos that you are showing and stuff like that. They're dealing and they're busy selling themselves out because they think, you know, because they poach rhino together and they walk together. And that's another little fact. You know, nobody talks about the rhino anymore because the white farmer is the only protecting the rhino. The government doesn't care. They make money off the rhino horns. You know, so they're working hand in hand, and they're a communist country, and it's just evil what's going on there. And where can we go? They keep on telling us to leave, but the criminals don't want us to leave because we're the only people paying tax. So the people are getting harassed at the airports when they finally get to be able to go move to Australia or New Zealand. Or wherever they can run to. And you remember, the cornerstone of Africa is South Africa. So when, so at the moment, I'm actually the only person standing up for black people in Africa, too. I'm like their biggest advocate.
Well, I mean, it's well known what's going to happen. We're out of time.
If South Africa falls, then, yeah.
Send us a bunch of links. And when you get, I know when you stay in a hotel or something, it's not bad you're on the road, but pick a day next week when you're going to be at a hotel. Send us a bunch of links. And we'll do a whole hour on this and show everybody what you're talking about. TV viewers have already seen a lot of it, but I'd like to play audio and stuff so people can actually hear this for themselves. We'll actually show some necklacing, some murders. We'll actually have parental discretion will be advised. We're going to go ahead and just show people being tortured and murdered for being white on TV for everybody here. And then the news saying it's a good thing. And then Antifa saying it's a good thing here in America. So we'll talk to you, Jason Bartlett, again on your march to D.C. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, my friend.
Yeah, folks, I don't care if you're black, white, who you are. You don't deserve to be murdered for what color you are. And it's very, very dangerous. And civilization is disappearing in Africa. The globalists destroyed Libya that was helping Africa. Now they've totally destroyed South Africa to make the continent just absolutely collapse so the Chi-Coms can come in and absorb it. And as the Christian whites are run out of Africa, it is falling apart. That's just a fact. Very, very sad. Where Christians come, there is civilization. Where we leave, there is death and destruction. And that's just a fact. All right. I'm going to do 5 minutes before Paul Watson takes over on this Ebola news. And it's big. First 5 minutes of the next hour. Some stations don't carry it, but we'll post it to Infowars.com later. Paul Watson from London, England. Got a ton of big topics he's going to be covering. Please don't forget, in this hour, we have the biggest specials in our history that are about to end. 4 days left. The end-of-year specials cross over to about Monday maximum. 50 to 75% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Got to sell out of all of this so we don't have extra inventory. A lot of stuff's already selling out or is sold out. New stuff's coming in, but some of the products will come in for 2-3 months. So InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you see all the attacks on InfoWars in the press. Massive demonization on the crawls on Fox News with lies about us. The deep state fears us because we have the spirit of Americana that can defeat them. They'll be back with the fourth hour. Paul Joseph Watson and Moore Street.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.